There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very simple reason. We want to know. You're the star of the show, and the telephone lines are open for you to sound off. Here's how you do it. Just pick up the telephone, dial 800-228-0550. It's your connection right to us. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god from K-Fire 550, our flagship covering the Northern Plains.
Hello.
Beaming to you here as well. Beaming to you, of course, from the studios of 550 Bismarck, 550 K-Fire and Bismarck Bandan. I'm actually at the state capitol today, so Todd and I are a few blocks apart here because we'll be chatting with Sarah Ottey Coleman, who heads up North Dakota's tourism efforts, to give you some answers on a question that came from one of our listeners. Always appreciate the opportunity to track down answers for you. But somebody said, you know, who are you kidding? There's nobody going to come visit North Dakota. Why do we spend any money advertising to get people to come visit? And I said, boy, I don't think that's accurate. I understand, especially regionally, that we do quite well. Well, there's some statistics that tell us how well we're doing in that regard. The bang you're getting for the buck on tourism advertising, and we're going to ask Sarah about that and about plans for the upcoming campaign. Find out what's working. So any questions you have on tourism, she'll be here. Next hour, Al Carlson will be here. Al, of course, is the House Majority Leader. That means he is he's the top man of Republicans and Democrats, obviously the Republican leader, since the Republicans have the majority. But we'll talk with him about where we're at in week two of the legislative session. But welcome any of your calls, questions, or comments for him as well. But anything you'd like to chat about, anything you'd like us to track down in the way of an answer, any legislation so far that's caught your attention here that you want us to find out about or comment on, this is the place to do it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, whatsonyourmindradio.com. One piece of Democratic legislation that has caught our attention is a bill that Democrats are proposing that would require equal pay for women of state contractors. Now, as we assess the lay of the land in North Dakota, I want to know from our audience, do you see this being a problem? Is this a piece of legislation that is necessary to right a wrong, to fix a problem, to deal with it? Are women paid less? When you say, okay, here is the position we're looking to fill, here is the person filling it and their skill set and their job performance and their education, everything else, everything being equal, do women find themselves doing the same work getting paid less? This obviously is what is perceived as a problem by the Democrats. And, you know, politically this is kind of popular, the whole war on women thing, and it's been nationally a big deal, but evidently they think there's a war on women right here in North Dakota. So they have a number of pieces of legislation that are sponsored to attack what they believe are pay disparities between men and women. Here's the legislation to address that. HB 1294, changes to the law which simply adds discussing pay levels with other employees as an unlawful justification for terminating employment. Okay. I don't know how many people have been fired for saying, hey, what are you getting paid? Because I want to, you know, I want to find out if I'm getting a fair deal here or not. But they evidently think so. Another bill, some suggest, I see Rob Portis said this one opens the door for lawsuits over wage discrimination. HB 1257, and then there's HB 1293. The bill would require businesses with more than 40 employees who sign a contract with the state of North Dakota for more than $500,000 worth of work to get an equal pay certificate from the North Dakota Department of Labor. And there's a number of requirements listed in the law to get the certificate, but the biggest one is this. The average compensation for the business's female employees is not consistently below the average compensation for the business's male employees within the same classification under the contract, taking into account factors such as the length of service, requirements of specific jobs, experience, skill, effort, responsibility, working conditions of the job, or other mitigating factors. Now, all of that sounds reasonable, but you know what worries me? How do you define skill? How do you define effort? Kind of subjective, isn't it? I mean, I think we should start here. Is this a problem in North Dakota? And that's why I bring it up today on the program to ask you. Is this a problem in North Dakota? Where you work? People in your family? Rob Portman noted some studies on this, which I thought were helpful, that suggest when you actually compare apples to apples. So we look at a position that a man holds and a woman holds. They have the same levels of education, the same experience, the same time on the job. There is no gender wage gap. So my belief, when I see bills like this, is that we have a bill that is designed to gain some traction for the Democrats in saying, hey, see, we're out there fighting for you women. It's pandering. It's stirring up things where there's not a problem. Because I tell you what, as a dad of two daughters, nothing gets my ire up in saying, hey, Hannah or Haley are treated any different than their brother Alex or anybody else for that matter just because they're a woman. That's bad news. I don't think it happens. It may have happened in our past. May have been a time. I don't think it does anymore. And I don't know of any examples of it here. But obviously the Democrats do. So is this pandering or is this a real problem? That's my question. And what does it say that this is a priority early in the legislative session for the Democrats? Question one. Want your take on it at 800-228-0550. A couple of things that have happened. Kirsten Dietrich, who is chairing the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, has resigned. Citing a controversy with the lawmakers. I think what's going on here, she obviously saw she was not going to be reconfirmed, and the governor's office probably counting noses and said, hey, it's not going to happen. And this was a sign of a leader. You know, leaders, you know, need to realize, you know, when they're causing issues, and she cited the controversy with lawmakers and said, I'm going to resign. Good for her. Good move. Better for the bigger organization, putting her own, you know, aspirations or ego or anything else aside. I think that's a good thing. There's a lot of repair, a lot of reform, a lot of healing that needs to happen in higher ed. And, you know, unfortunately, right or wrong, some folks have to go. And in my view, it's time for her to go. I'm not so sure if I were Governor Dalrymple, I would have reappointed her because I think you were spoiling for a fight. He got one. He lost it. And thankfully for him, she's decided to resign. I think that's a good thing in my mind. Higher ed officials, speaking of that, don't like this idea of two-year college free tuition. Want your take on that? We've talked about this bill requiring students to pass a civics test to graduate as being a good idea. It's cleared its first hurdle. I like that. The UND nickname replacement delay that we talked about earlier in the week didn't come out of committee with a pass recommendation. It's got a do not pass recommendation. It'll still go to the full House, though. So there's just a couple of things in the news. Let's find out what you think here. John and Minot, first to go, let's talk about this equal pay thing. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, a while ago you were talking about the wage disparity between men and women. The other day, I don't know where I heard it. I don't know if I read it someplace or heard it on the radio or heard it on the TV. But between a single woman without children and a single man without children, they said the woman gets an average of 8% more higher wages.
Well, there's a new twist. That sort of throws a monkey wrench in the war on women.
I've got an idea on that UND name. Call it the Fighting Sioux, S-U-E.
Oh, man. What we've come to. I've heard
put
that one before,
John. Of justice on the helmet there that you see lawyers have in courts and stuff.
There you go, yeah. John, thanks for sharing that little stat. That again, throws a little monkey wrench into things. Gene and Dickinson, what do you think of this? Is this a problem, a solution in search of a problem, or a real problem here?
Well, I don't know that it's a real problem, but the first thing, if there's a woman doing the same job as a man, she's not getting the same pay, she needs to go see a lawyer. There's already laws that cover this. And the second thing is what the Democrats do is they create bills where there isn't an issue to make you think there's an issue, so that in the next election they can say, well, my opponent voted against equal rights for equal pay for women. And that's all it is.
Another good point. Number one, I believe there's some pandering going on here. But number two, you're absolutely right. You know, get the vote so you can use it as a blunt force political instrument. Yeah, but is that what we want Democrats in the state legislature to do? Is to conjure up things so they can get on with it. Let's deal with real problems. And I'm asking if this is a real problem. I want to know. I'm not automatically dismissing it. I don't see evidence of it. I see it as political. But we ought not reward this kind of behavior. But that's a good point, Gene.
Well, they're just taking choosing the big brothers and sisters in Washington as an example. And I like the guy from mine, and I go with the Fighting Sioux, S-U-E, too.
All right, Gene. 800-228-0550. Let us know what's on your mind. Is there a war on women when it comes to equal pay? Let me know what you think.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings. Anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Verton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At the state capitol today in Bismarck. I'm Scott Hennon with Todd Mitchell. 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. All across the Northern Plains with a simple question. What's on your mind? Anything we can get for you in the way of an answer at the state capitol today? Anything you'd like to see in the way of a bill proposed? Any real problem out there that's not being addressed? Let us know. Well, again, I don't want to say this is not a problem. In fact, Just reading a Facebook post from Darren. Darren says, just because this is a Democratic bill doesn't automatically make me be against it. If there's discrimination against females, then fix the problem. Everyone should agree to that. Darren, completely agree. And I'm actually trying to find, some Democratic ideas that deserve some attention. However, just because there's a bill doesn't mean there's a problem. So that's why I'm starting with the premise, okay, they see a problem. Is there one? Ask. Find out. Tell folks to share those stories. That's what I'm doing, 800-228-0550. Tell me if you've seen this, if you know this. Or is it pandering? Is it a political ploy? Roger says equal pay laws already exist. Just enforce them. Dan says this is BS. I've never worked anywhere that a woman wasn't paid the exact same thing as anyone else, working the exact same schedule with the same duties, achieving the same performance. The nature of contractor work requires billable hours or better performance, more skill or longer hours to finish before a deadline. People performing identically get paid identically, assuming the same seniority. And says Dan. Agree or disagree? Tell me at 800-228-0550. And again, we're at the state capitol today, so if there is an answer we can track down for you on anything, or maybe you have a suggestion on something you'd like addressed, we can do that. By the way, very often things that have been addressed in previous legislative sessions come back again. That's one example on this concealed carry law. It's back. Where's my Bismarck Tribune? We reported on this yesterday. And I saw it was also in the Tribune today. But that's one that received, as I recall, a fair amount of support from our listeners last go-around that didn't squeak out of the legislative process last time, mostly because of opposition from schools. And this is one of these deals that seemed very reasonable to me. Because, as I recall the details of it, it simply said, if you're trained already, you have a concealed carry permit, you should be prevented from bringing it to school. Makes sense, doesn't it? But that one didn't go, but it's back up. You like that idea? Again, with training, to not prevent it. More guns, less crime. You subscribe to that? You want that ability in schools? It's back, thanks to Dwight Kiefer's legislation coming back. Another one. So that happens from time to time. But we relish getting you answers to questions. We're going to talk to Sarah Audie Coleman here in a little bit, who heads up North Dakota's tourism office, to talk about bang for the buck. When your dollars are spent, when money's spent advertising North Dakota, tourist opportunities, does it work? We had a call recently when someone said, waste of money, doesn't work. You think people are going to come here? Which I think is easily disproved, but we asked an expert. And there's actually some research and some study, and they can track this. So we're going to get some answers on that for you today. And that's the kind of thing we love doing here on the program. Minnesota has a little debate going right now about a plan for two-year college tuition free. And higher ed officials don't like it. Neither does one of our listeners, Carla. Not free. Someone, taxpayers, pay for it. It's a very good point. What's free exactly? That's why I love our listeners. You know, because so be proposed in the legislature down there as free, be reported on as being free. Is it free? No, we're taking your dollars from you. We're deciding how to spend it. In this case, we're going to subsidize higher education. So good catch, Carla. And there needs to be incentive, she says, to go, not just free. Plus, lots of places, John Deere, Case, CAD, all give great opportunities, sign-on bonuses to people who go to college and want to come to work for them. Isn't that enough? Or is it leading to more entitlement to younger generations? Another question, does everyone get this opportunity or just fresh out of high school? Marianne says, if we have the funds to do it, and without imposing any new taxes, yes, it's something that could be done with. She's suggesting it for North Dakota using oil funds, but it would have to be set up so that the funds weren't there and weren't projected to be there, that it could be stopped without having to jump through all kinds of hoops. Prior to the plunge in oil prices, there was some discussions about some big idea in the way of tuition waivers, student loan buy-downs, in return for participating in the North Dakota workforce. You like those ideas? I don't think any of them are going to gain traction right now because of lack of funds. There's no big, giant idea beyond what's already on the table that's likely going to emerge out of this session. It's one of the questions I'll ask Al Carlson, who will join us next hour to weigh in on. But I don't see that being a possibility. But do we need it? Is that a good idea? Do we need a big idea to keep more kids in North Dakota, tie them to our workforce needs going forward? You want a big, bold idea like that, like our listener does? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's somebody who wants to weigh in on the illegal immigration funding battle going on in Congress right now. Roll that, Todd.
Good morning, Scott. Scott, yesterday you were talking about the immigration and illegal immigrants. And the simple solution is you start putting the employers in jail that hire the illegals. Right now, there's thousands of people getting laid off in North Dakota, all over the oil fields. And there's legal Americans getting laid off, and illegals keep working. We need tax-paying legal Americans working to get this country in order. And the only reason that illegals work for less money is because it's worth seven times the value in Mexico or any other, lower country. So it's pitiful to see the Americans not working, legal Americans not working, and illegals taking the jobs. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
I appreciate the call. By the way, that passed yesterday. I think I can't remember if we mentioned that yesterday, but the final vote happened shortly after we left the air. But we have the talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer. Your point is another way to attack the problem, and I agree with you. I still can't believe that in a country where you can swipe a credit card and in a nanosecond, whatever you're buying, they know if you have the funds to do it. You can't have something similar to say, "Are you who you say you are? Do you have a Social Security number? Are you here legally before you hire them?" I just think there has to be a way. What kind of bang for the buck are we getting on our tourism dollar, and what's the plans for 2015 to bring more people to visit the great state of North Dakota? We'll ask Sarah Adi Coleman, head of the tourism efforts, about that when we come back. Welcome more of your calls on What's on Your Mind Thursday, live in the state capital, Bismarck.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The top of the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind, live from the state capital, Bismarck, today. Sarah Ottie Coleman is here, who heads up North Dakota's tourism office. And some new numbers are in, very timely, because we had a call recently saying, you know, I don't understand why we advertise. Do you think people really come to North Dakota for tourist activities? And we said, you know, hey, there's ways to track that.
There is.
And so we are going to have Sarah Ottie Coleman on to tell us about it, and it was timely because you have some new numbers, right?
We do. We do. We just got our tourism satellite account research numbers back last week. We unveiled those. And it's interesting. When we talk about tourism and impact, we're talking about the whole industry. So we're talking about visitation, folks that are coming for that traditional summer vacation, but also business travelers, visiting friends and relatives. It's all part of the industry. And I think that's where it breaks down with people, because we do two different kinds of studies. The TSA definitely shows the impact of the whole industry, but then we also, later on this year, we'll have the ad effectiveness study that shows what trips we specifically motivated with our advertising. So we do both. But like sometimes I'll have people say, well, are you including me if I'm going to for a business trip or going to buy something somewhere for equipment that I need for my business? Well, that's kind of like saying the oil industry only includes the oil that gets pumped out right at the site. It doesn't include all the other pieces that you need to supplement the industry. So what this tourism satellite account piece does is it really gives us specific details based on federal data that's reported. It's not subjective. It's not done by surveys or anything. And it shows the number of people that visited the state. It shows it by county, too. So it's really interesting to see by county and by sector where you see the strong growth.
And again, the visits are for anything.
The visits are for anything. It needs to be determined that it's outside of your normal day-to-day activity. So it wouldn't include a commuter who's maybe...
I live in Moorhead, but I work in Fargo.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those kind of things. It wouldn't include that. It doesn't include students. It's got the model. It's the most... it's the best standard in models, and it's what most states use, most destinations use in terms of modeling.
And so are you tracking, are our numbers up and total people actually coming for whatever reason?
They are. 2013 was a record year. We had 24 million visitors, which was up 22% from 2011. We do the study every other year. So good, solid, strong numbers, and growing in all sectors. Leisure did lead the growth. They had the strongest growth with I believe about 25%. And then we had strong growth in the business sector as well, about 18% growth.
What is leisure? Is it just I'm coming here for a vacation, or is it I'm visiting relatives? What would leisure be?
Any of that. It can be. Yeah, it's they're coming here, you know, just for fun, entertainment, whether it's a weekend getaway or whether it's a week long and they're touring the entire state.
Questions or comments are certainly welcome for Sarah. We're walking through some numbers here, but if you have questions or comments for Sarah Ottie Coleman, who heads up North Dakota's Tourism Division, it's welcome. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email a question or comment into studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Dave in Bismarck has a question for you, Sarah. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning. I read that number of 24 million visitors in 2013. I mean, that's like 65,000 per day coming in. How do we get that kind of a number in this state?
It is, and I think that's the thing that's hard for people to understand, because we're talking about an industry that affects every single county and every corner of the state. So when you look at the county breakdowns, it's interesting to see the growth. You know, you would expect, you know, 25, 26, 27% growth in places like McKinsey County and areas that are seeing a lot of business travel. But Bismarck had 25% growth. We had a lot of other surprise counties that had major growth as well. But I think that's the big thing. It's, you know, it's a lot of, it's spread out. So you don't see every, you know, there isn't 65 people in Fargo and Bismarck every day. And there, you know, every day isn't fair either, because obviously there's some seasonality involved and whatnot. But it's the fact that it's every county. Yeah. And the average increase for the counties was 16.4% up. So every county was up.
But going I understand
talking about percentages, but I'm just saying raw numbers of 24 million people visiting the state. That's an average of 65, almost 66,000 visitors per day, an average.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that number coming in. I mean, there aren't enough airplane flights and cars driving in if you discount the people commuting to work.
Yeah,
I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
you know, here's my thought on this. You know, first of all, if they're visiting, they might have, you know, they don't all fly in one day, fly out. So, you know, you or drive in, drive out that day. But, is it a high number, Dave? I only ask that in that it's less than 10% of our population for the state. So it doesn't seem too much of a stretch to think
daily?
That on any given day, 10% of folks are here from somewhere else and live here, but they're here from somewhere else visiting. You know, I mean,
my first thought when I saw the number was somebody missed the decimal point, but it was 1.4 million. Might be reasonable to me, but not 24.
The other way to kind of quantify that and put it into perspective is when you compare it to other states, you know, and you look at the impact that some of those have. Obviously, when you look at New York, you know, and some of those areas where they've got this huge population density and they're close to all these folks, the number's, you know, 20 times that. So it when you look at it comparatively speaking, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, again, 1.2 million folks flew into the state this past year, as North Dakota being their destination. But that is only a small percentage, because the largest percentage, you know, 80-some percent do drive in. That's where most of our folks come. So,
anything else, Dave?
No, I appreciate that. It still seems high to me, but I appreciate the explanation. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's South Dakota's numbers, for instance, do you know?
Well, I don't have their exact numbers in front of us, but recent research shows that their visitor numbers were higher, but their expenditures were lower than ours. So more folks spent more money here in North Dakota. It's because we're further and they spend more time.
All right. So Dave interrupted us in the middle of going through some of the stats. What other numbers do you think are most interesting out of this?
Well, I think the dollars generated is interesting too. You know, $3.6 billion in expenditures, and that's a 19% increase since 2011. And as I mentioned, every county saw an increase, you know, some higher than others. But when you look at, for example, Cass County, you know, pretty obviously is going to be the number one in terms of spending. They alone had $537.36 million in spending. Oliver was the lowest, but they still had over $2 million in spending. So, you know, it'll be interesting. And Oliver might not be the lowest next time, because they had a new hotel that was put up there this past year. So it's interesting to see the diversity in the counties. Obviously, you have more cash registers in some counties than others.
And you track this, obviously. What do you attribute this to? Why are we up, the numbers were up?
2014 was a really good year. When you look at the Medora Musical, for example, had record attendance that year. The Fargo Dome had record attendance that year. The State Fair had record attendance. I think that was the first year State Parks got over 1 million visitors. So there were a number of factors that figured into that strong visitor year for 2013.
Yeah, you know, again, going back to Dave's question, when you start thinking of 24 million, then you take just the Fargo Dome. And how many people come through the year and what they're tracking, or just the musical, right?
Yeah, over 600,000 was at the Fargo Dome 2013.
Yeah, it's just one venue in one part of the state.
Yep.
Yeah, so, it all adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Do you say, hey, we're advertising in the right places? I mean, this is obviously more than just people coming from tourism, just coming for the musical or coming to see the Badlands or whatever. But, why? What's happening? What's contributing to it?
Well, I think a lot of things are contributing to it. And this study doesn't isolate out the work that we do. We do have a study that does that because we want to hold our feet to the fire and make sure that we're making the best decisions with the marketing dollars that we spent. And that study on our advertising campaign from last year will be out here soon in the next month or so. But this does really give us insight into what sectors are growing. You know, individual communities can go and look at their county and see, well, gee, we really grew in the entertainment sector, but our accommodation sector dropped. And are we losing, are we losing business there? And so it really gives local promoters and community leaders insight, too, to see what the makeup is of their tourism business.
Do we know where they're coming from?
You know, this study doesn't do that. We do a different one for that. This is all based on federal data. So it's not, it's all Bureau of Labor Statistics and, all of those federal data sources that funnel it into this model. But we do a visitor study every other year, and we can definitely see where folks are coming from. And we analyze a number of data sources in terms of inquiries and website visits and all that in terms of to determine what states are the best likely candidates to attract more visitors.
And again, back to pure tourism, you really, in that advertising campaign, you target, specific states. In other words, you're not spending money in Florida to say, come to North Dakota. But you are recognizing that, hey, if I'm in South Dakota or Nebraska or Minnesota, and I'm looking for a regional vacation, North Dakota will be on my list, right?
Refocus our dollars just because of our budget doesn't allow us to go all over, but we focus it mainly in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and those is where you see the strongest visitation growth as well. And then a lot, of course, goes into Canada.
So what do they spend their money on? We talked about it being up considerably. We talked about the numbers being up, and how do they dole their bucks out?
Take a guess. What do you think they spend most of their money on, if you were to guess?
I would think it'd be one of our fine eating establishments.
You are right. Because who doesn't love to eat out when you travel, right?
Right. I mean, because if you're here for business, you're taking somebody out to dinner. If you're visiting family, you're taking them out for dinner, probably.
Yep, yeah. Yep. 37% of those dollars are spent on food. So over $1 billion is spent. And again, this isn't taking all revenue from restaurants. The model figures out what portion of visitors, what portion of the revenue that restaurants are generating would be from visitors. So, yeah.
Say that again.
So, when I say, obviously that our restaurants in the state generate more than $1 billion. So it's just the portion that the model, this TSA model that's been developed by the tourism officials all over the country, figures out what percentage of a restaurant, based on other indicators, would be attributable to visitors.
Okay.
So then that's followed by shopping. Because who doesn't love to?
You're going to buy stuff.
You're a little freer with your money when you're on vacation and you're relaxed.
Go to Medora without buying a Medora sweatshirt. Right?
Yeah. So $805 million was spent on shopping, and then that's followed by accommodations, $544 million on accommodations, and then the other two sectors are transportation, which was slightly less than that, and then entertainment.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Sarah Otte Coleman is with us from the North Dakota Tourism Office. Kurt and Bismarck has a question for Sarah. We'll get to that when we come back. I also want to know a little bit about where tourism ranks overall. We hear a lot about agriculture, obviously very important to North Dakota's economy, energy as well. Tourism might surprise you where it's at in the food chain. We'll talk about that when we come back from the state capitol today. Stay tuned.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banners, are fueling America's energy revolution. That's right. PetroServe USA connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump, including E15. You'll find them in Mandan, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, in Castleton and Valley City and Wahpeton, over in Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, up in Bemidji, too. Just look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. And come on in for the friendly smiles and great eats. The 4-for-4 special is fantastic every day. Four items for $4. Get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or a big coffee, and two cookies. 4-for-4. It's a great deal. And the grab-and-go specials this month include Special K protein drinks, 2 for $3, and Special K protein bars, just 99 cents in your choice of flavors. The Deli Express Double XL sandwiches, $1.99 each. And Werther's candies, $1.59 for the caramels, $2.59 for the caramel popcorn. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Welcome to For the Top of the Hour. We're live at the state capitol today. House Majority Leader Al Carlson will join us next hour. Take your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. So welcome your calls for him. We're chatting now with Sir Roddy Coleman, who is the head of the North Coast Tourism Office, and talking about some new numbers that are out on the amount of visitors to North Dakota and the amount of dollars that came out of their pockets. Kurt in Bismarck has a question for Sarah. Go ahead, Kurt, with your question.
Good morning, Sarah. I just wanted to recognize the great work that you do in the tourism piece. Scott mentioned the fact that tourism is somewhat forgotten, but you know as well as I do that it's an extremely important part of our economy. And I have two questions for you. One, where does a person get a hold of the interesting study that you're talking about? And I'm curious because we spend substantial marketing dollars in our five tribal entertainment centers across the state. And the events that they produce, are those numbers included in your study, dear?
Yeah, good question. The study is available on our website. If you go to ndtourism.com, if you, at the top there's a tab called Industry, and then there's Research and Reports tab there, and it's the TSA report. So all the details are there for everybody to take a look at. And yeah, you're exactly right. They do figure into that. In fact, it's a national model, but you do have to kind of work with your individual state. For example, we have a lot of foundations here that contribute to the tourism economy, and so we kind of had to tweak the model a little bit to reflect the income there. But the tribal, those dollars would go in there as well. For example, Rolette might surprise people to see that Rolette County is right behind the big ones. So our rankings are Cass, Burley, Ward, Grand Forks, and Rolette, and you know that that's why that's in the top. And that's followed by Richland. So that's why you're seeing that. They're definitely a big player.
Well, thank you very much. That breakout by county is extremely important if a person is looking at doing some forecasting. And again, I really appreciate your work and the personality that you bring to the table concerning tourism is exactly what North Dakota needs. And you have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. Any other questions, comments? Welcome. Sarah will be here for a couple more minutes. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. So you went through some of the counties. Is it Rolette being that high doesn't necessarily track with Rolette's population. So that says, you know, hey,
entertainment venue.
Give me a destination and I'll come there, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You know, between the scenic and the outdoor recreation that they have combined with the casino and the entertainment, it makes for a good mix.
How about visitors to the oil patch?
You know, the numbers that we saw there were pretty strong growth-wise. And again, you look at the number of hotels that have been built out there in the last few years, that being a big portion of it. The number of new restaurants that were built out there is a big portion. So, yeah, that does fit into the equation. Williams, I mentioned the top few. Well, Williams is the next one, and then Stark. So you do see those numbers coming in pretty strong as well in the top 10.
Brian sends a note here saying, I'm wondering if these are the same studies that indicated a few years ago that there were more tourists to the Badlands in North Dakota than visitors to Mount Rushmore.
You know, it's not the same study because that would break down by destination. But yeah, there are a number of other studies out there that probably those would have gone through National Park Service because both of those would be National Park Service properties. So not the exact same one. But
do we have more visitors to the Badlands in North Dakota than Mount Rushmore does?
I don't believe so. No, not in the recent numbers I've seen.
Right. Has that been a horse race? I mean, does he have that wrong?
It's a good question. It may have been a portion of it. But normally their numbers are pretty almost double ours normally.
Yeah, and because it's one of the wonders of the world,
it
right?
Is,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, something to see. So anyway, Brian, that was an erroneous number from somewhere. We hear a lot in North Dakota, and we should, about the pillars of our economy being agriculture and certainly the energy industry has been coming on strong as well. Is tourism still number three?
We are, yeah. And that, again, is another study. And we do a lot of these. We don't actually commission that study that compares the industries within the state. NDSU does that, and they've done it since 1990. They have a little different modeling, so their number actually is much higher than this study is. Their expenditure impact number is $5 billion. But they do include a little broader definition and maybe include some cross-border shopping that we don't in this TSA. But, yeah, it's huge. And when you look at the pie chart, you know, the interesting piece about tourism is, again, it's statewide and it's not cyclical. You know, it's not commodity-based. So it's a nice stabilizer for the economy.
Speaking of cross-border, what percentage of those numbers are international, those 24 million visitors?
10%. 55% come from other states within the U.S. and 10% are international. And then the rest would be in-state travel.
All right. Very interesting. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go about this You know, I guess just it's kind of a checkup on how we're doing.
Yeah,
right? The growth is nice.
I just wish we could, you know, put a visible sign on every visitor so people could see them. They're very difficult to see, and it is kind of sometimes hard to imagine if everybody had to wear a certain color hat or you know some kind of a chip we could implant in their forehead and make it visible. That would be great.
Kind of a glow to the visitors. Huh?
Yeah.
It would make us more welcoming, and then the next time you do this, it might go up another 20%.
There you go. You should work on that.
Yeah. Was that the number, the growth? Was it 20, did you say?
The growth for expenditures was 19%, and the growth for visitation was, 22, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an extraordinary number when you think about it. And the next check will be for 2014 numbers, right, about a year from now.
We'll do it 2 years. We do it every 2 years.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, the website for more information on it?
ndtourism.com, and you'll find it under the industry tab.
Sounds great. Thanks for stopping by.
You bet. Good to be here.
A lot of great things to see in the great state of North Dakota, and the numbers prove that. Sarah Audie Coleman, our guest on What's On Your Mind, Al Carlson, when we come back.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.